Hello?
Hi, I was looking to speak with Mark.
Yes, Mark speaking.
Hey, Mark, how are you, man? My name is Kelly Delta, and I'm from Paranormal Pals. Friend of yours, Rob, asked me to give you a call.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for calling. How's it going?
Yeah, well, not too bad. Rob, your buddy told me a little bit about what you're dealing with.
Yeah, there's been some things going on at my new house. I moved in with my family, and my wife thinks the house could be haunted. I don't know, but there's some strangeness going on.
Can you describe any of it for me? How so?
My wife says she sees shadows by the curtains and creaking up and down the stairs, and sometimes she hears other
Okay. Well,
noises.
let's start with the curtains, like the curtains that are in the dining room or the family area.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Oh, well, I'm looking at both sets of curtains right now.
Looking at them from where? Where are you?
I'm in your house. Investigating for paranormal activity.
You're in my house? Wait, how
Yeah.
did you get in my house? I didn't ask you to come over.
Well, Rob told me about your problem, so I figured I'd just go investigate. So yeah, I'm here now.
How'd you get in my house? No one's home.
Well, I'm home now. The basement window needs a little repairing, but I'll tell you what, I do know a good handyman, and he can help you out after all this is done. I'll pick up the cost since I had
You
to,
broke into my house?
I mean, yes, but no, because I was supposed to come investigate for ghosts. So I had to do
What the
that.
hell do you mean? Yes, but no. My basement window wasn't broke when I left this morning.
Yeah, and it's kind of shattered now. But like I said, I know a good handyman. I'll fix it. So let's get to the ghosts, huh?
Kind of shattered. Fix my window and get the hell out of. Just get the hell out of my house.
Well, I think you'd be
Are you
interested.
kidding me?
I think you'd be interested to know that I was in your kitchen a little while ago and I did feel a presence in there.
You gonna feel a presence if you don't get out of my house.
Don't you want to know what I found, though? Don't you want to know what I found?
Get out of my house now.
And that's what I'm going to try to say to the ghosts that I think are in here. I'm going to say, get out of this house right now. There's a basement window that's open. You can use that if you want.
Leave. If you leave right now, I won't call a cop.
All right. Well, I can leave right now, but I guess I don't know if I'm going to put your stuff back in here if I leave right now.
Wait, what stuff?
Your furniture. I had to move it out to the front lawn so I could really get in here.
What? You moved my furniture out of my house?
Yeah,
Are you
everything's.
kidding me?
But I'll put it back
Put my
in.
furniture back in my house. Are you crazy?
I moved
Put my
it.
furniture back in my house.
You have to take the furniture out so you can get the ghosts out because a lot of ghosts are trapped in the furniture. Like,
Put my furniture back in my house.
one time I found Satan behind a blender. If I didn't move that blender, I wouldn't have found Satan.
Satan behind a blender?
Yeah.
Are you on drugs?
Hey,
Are you kidding me?
that is not for sale. Get off that. Get off
You're selling my furniture? Are you kidding me?
No, there was some kids playing on it. Some people looked like they were trying to buy
Is a
some.
kid jumping on my furniture? Do you know how expensive my furniture is?
Oh, jeez. Somebody just let their dog go to the bathroom on your couch.
A dog used the toilet on my couch?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is actually very revealing because the dog is now sniffing the area where he peed.
Of course he is. He's a dog. That's what dogs
Well,
do.
no, dogs have a very heightened sense to the paranormal, so I think there might be something attached with your cat. Oh, no.
You're supposed to be the ghost hunter, not dog.
No, he's just taking a number two. Gosh, I am sorry about
I'm
this.
coming down there right now, and I'm bringing the cops with me, and you're going to go to jail.
Just going to jail for a prank phone call? That seems a little extreme.
Yeah, you're going to jail for a prank phone call.
Yeah, and that seems a little extreme to me because I'm just trying
Nah,
to
yeah,
jail.
you're going to jail, buddy. I'm headed down there right now.
Well, if you go
You got to get
down,
some time for this.
I'm not going to be there when you get there because I'm on the phone in a radio studio right now. So,
Phone in a radio studio? Yeah,
yeah.
well, why is my furniture outside?
It's not, though. That's the thing.
Well, how'd you know about the curtains? You're at my house. Oh, don't try to weasel out of this
No,
one now.
I knew about it because your buddy Rob told me all about the layout of your house, and so that's how I knew.
Rob told you what? The layout of my house for the ghost.
No, for the prank phone call, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your buddy Rob set you up.
Wait, you're not at my house.
No, it's a joke. He told me that you had some strange things happen in your house and your wife wanted to get a paranormal investigator.
It's a joke? What kind of joke is this?
Not a very good one, it sounds like.
No, it's not a joke. You don't tell people you take their furniture out and have dogs peeing and crapping on it. You almost got your ass kicked.
Well, I must not have done a good enough job because if I did, I would actually be getting my ass kicked right now, don't you think?
Yeah, whatever, buddy. I'll see you in the streets. I'm gonna see you.
Would you like to come to one of my comedy shows sometime?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll heckle you. This isn't funny.